The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scuba Hoop-Bull.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels is the show. Go and follow both on Twitter, and because we appreciate you. We've got lots of stuff coming up today. There's been a lot going on in the last week or so. A little bit of a break between shows, but I suppose I've been caught up with the Olympics and the like, and haven't really had time to sit down and talk about the Pelicans. Much to the detriment of all of you. But anyway, enough today. Lots to talk about. Number one, firstly, we hired a coach, Willie Green. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. And David Griffin got to work to undo his, I don't know, apostrophe, quotation mark, shall I say, mistake that he entered into last year trying to get the toughness. A big blockbuster trade has been alleged by Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN, and a big Woj bomb, so to speak. And yeah, we're going to talk about that, and I think we're going to talk about that to start off. So, to kick off, on Monday, there was a blockbuster trade announced between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Memphis Grizzlies. Came in on Monday evening, breaking Woj bomb. Memphis is finalizing a trade to send Jonas Valanciunas and the 2021 number 17 and 51 pick to New Orleans for Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe, the 2021 pick 10 and 40, and a protected 2022 first round pick by the Lakers, sources tell ESPN. So that sort of really kicked off draft week in terms of the trades and the like. Nothing else has really been happening. And the Pelicans sort of just go bang. Pelicans Twitter, scrolling through that, it was it was pandemonium. Everyone was up and about, loving the trade. And scarily, Memphis was as well. I'm not really sure why. I mean, Jonas against us was probably their best player all year, and the only one that we really didn't have any match up for in terms of offensive match at the center position. But yeah, we got him. He's a little bit older than Steven Adams, but a better shooter, steps outside the paint. Steven Adams, I think he took three shots outside the paint all year, whereas Jonas Valanciunas was shooting threes from the corner. His shot chart, if you have a look through Twitter, people have put that up. He steps outside a little bit more, and I think the big issue that we faced during the year was spacing. You know, I'm happy to eat my words. We talked about that earlier on in the season, and you know, I said Steven Adams can provide that spacing, and for the most part, he can. But in terms of actually being able to hit a three-point shot, well, that's where we fell down. And when teams are sniping you from three, if you can't answer, well, it makes it very difficult to catch up shooting only twos when the other team's getting an extra point every possession down the court. So we've addressed that need. He's not by any means, is Jonas a sniper from outside, but he does have that range and the ability to step out. He averaged about 17.5 points and about 13 rebounds. So, you know, it's like for like in terms of the rebounding efficiency. He was the second best offensive rebounder in the year just gone. I think Zion was fourth, and Stephen Adams was right up there as well. Perhaps Stephen Adams was fourth, actually, and Zion was just behind him. But we like that because if we're missing the threes, which we tend to do, you know, there's rebounds to be had. We shoot a lot of jump shots. BI obviously operates in that mid-range area. So if you've got a guy that gobbles the boards, well, yeah, I'm happy. I'm really happy with Jonas Valanciunas. He saves us a bit of cap space. Basically, he opens all that up, and we'll chat about that in a little while. But we got two of our biggest contracts off the books, being Stephen Adams and also Eric Bledsoe. Now, if you've heard me on any of the other shows, my thoughts on Eric Bledsoe have been pretty scathing, I think. I think he had a down year after the two previous years being all-defensive second player. This year, he looked like he didn't care. He was having a year off, probably resting the body a little bit. And, just didn't give Stan Van Gundy or the Pelicans a chance, which I thought was a little bit disappointing. Maybe we went too hard on him as fans, but again, I suppose you get the reward for having a crack. James Johnson traded mid-season, become a fan favorite. And, hopefully we get to hold on to him. And he also couldn't shoot threes. So, you know, it's not just about not being able to do something that we need. It is about the fact that you just didn't try and you didn't care for a fan base that's all they really want. Just show that you want to be here. Now, so getting off those two, basically we clear off $17 million worth of Eric Bledsoe's contract, another $17 million of Stephen Adams. We open up $26 million in cap space by only taking back $15 from Jonas Valanciunas. To get that number, obviously, I'm not a capologist. I'm not going to try to say war and peace on this, but if we renounce the rights of Wenyen Gabriel, a few different guys on the roster, we can open up almost a max spot, I think close to $30 million, which, you know, for us, could that be enough to go after a big fish in free agency? I don't know, maybe a Kyle Lowry type or DeMar DeRozan. You never know. They did play together in Jonas and Kyle and DeMar all did play up in Toronto. And, you know, I'm sure they'd want to win together before the Raptors obviously moved everyone to get a winning team around Kawhi Leonard alongside Kyle Lowry. So perhaps New Orleans could be the spot, particularly if you can sign him outright and throw some cash at a guy like Kyle Lowry. He is 35, but he's a lead guard and he's won a championship. He's a leader of a team and he stayed in Toronto and made a name for himself. So, you know, there's that potential. There's a whole heap of opportunity now that we've got those contracts off the books. Will Stephen Adams be missed? Absolutely. I think he was a fantastic character around the Pelicans and I really enjoyed getting to see him. He was probably our best player for almost half the season before he started getting injured, and I think carrying the load really did affect him. I think Jax's development probably meant that his minutes declined a bit. We played a little bit different. Team started to exploit us by playing five out, and Stephen Adams is not a perimeter defender by any stretch of the imagination, so that's where we were getting punished, and unfortunately, we moved on with the youth movement. That being said, Stephen Adams is only 27. So, you know, he is no old veteran to say the least. Now, the other key cog in this deal was moving back seven spaces in the draft. So we had pick 10 and that sat us in a pretty good spot to grab a fairly good player. If you have a look at my mega draft episode that we did the other, a few weeks ago now, and any of the other Hoopball guys, the All-Rookie podcast that Will Harris is on, he's been talking about guys that they could pick up at that 10 spot. Probably about 8 to 10 to 12 are all pretty similar players, and then there's sort of another tier that might be that overlapping 10 to 17, and then it sort of drops off a little bit in terms of talent, in terms of draft picks. I don't think the Pelicans were ever looking at getting another rookie on the books. Especially not one that can't contribute straight away. So, you know, guys at that, space, you've got like Moses Moody, who's only 19. Who else was sitting there? Josh Giddey, who's another young guy. There's a few guys there that fall at that 10 space that we probably don't have the timeline to develop. And whereas you can probably go and get a guy like maybe a Corey Kispert that we talked about, perhaps getting as high as 10, but he was a four-year guy at college. So, you know, as soon as he... teams like drafting youth. And if he can come in and fall to us at 17, I think he'd be really good. He was a fantastic shooter in college and the best shooter in the draft. And, yeah, perhaps we've got an eye on someone at 17 that we could get. Or we flog that off and get another high-value veteran. Or package it up, and maybe there's more to this Memphis deal that meets the eye at the moment. It's all proposed, and nothing has been made certain. No doubt that'll be coming down to cap issues and the league rules and the like on trades, things getting different salaries to match and the like in this year rather than it ticking over next year and it all sort of the salaries change a little bit. So there's definitely a timing behind all of that. So all in all, happy with the trade. Big props for going and getting Jonas Valanciunas. I honestly think he's an absolute beast. Anyone that's going to average 13 rebounds is pretty good. He's tough inside and, you know, he can shoot it a bit. So good result. We got off the two big contracts that we wanted to get off and now we can reset.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So, before we get into the second part, of course, I would like to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag, good friends of Hoopball. Use the code Hoopball when you sign up and you'll get yourself a deposit match. Go and use it, guys, as Olympics. I'm sure you can bet on it over there. Obviously, gamble responsibly and all that carry on, but enjoy it. Go over there and support a fantastic online betting site. And, of course, manscaped.com. Hoopball20 is the code, HOOPBALL20. That'll give you 20% off and free shipping. Get yourself a shaver. The Lawnmower 4.0 is out now. I remember when it was the Lawnmower 2.0. It's how long in the tooth I am now. They've evolved. I don't know what this one has. Maybe it's got two heads on it. I'm not sure, but... no doubt it's an improvement on the Lawnmower 3.0, which was ceramic blade and waterproof and all that sort of carry-on. So I don't know what this is. Maybe it's fireproof. Go and check it out yourself and go and get one. So before we darted off to the sponsors, we were going to talk about a new hire, the new hire. We sacked Stan Van Gundy almost two and a half months ago now. The coaching search was... ongoing until the end of the finals, which, if you weren't playing along at home, the Bucks ended up winning over the Phoenix Suns 4-2, and in Game 6 in Milwaukee, and yeah, they got him. And Giannis Antetokounmpo was Finals MVP. Now, if you were keeping up with the coaching race, basically there was two front runners. It was Charles Lee from Milwaukee, and it was Willie Green from the Phoenix Suns. People were even saying, well, if whoever wins the finals is going to be hired
It seemed to shore up pretty quickly that it was going to be Willie Green towards the end of the finals. I think after game two or game three, they'd pretty much locked him in. And the Phoenix Suns acknowledged that in their one of their pre-games, which, you know, it didn't get the guys up and about at all. So maybe they were disappointed to lose him, which bodes well for the Pelicans because we've got a fairly good guy. But now that the finals are over and the Olympics are well underway and all that's carrying on, we finally did the introductory press conference and it was officially announced that Willie Green is the next head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. He is going to take over from Stan Van Gundy. And yeah, I can say that I'm excited. This is the sort of guy that he played in the league. He has been a starting player. He's been a role player. He's been a guy that doesn't play. He's been an assistant coach at Golden State, won a couple of championships there, was at the Phoenix Suns, got another finals run there. So he knows what it takes for teams to get to the top. And, you know, that's what we want. He preached being able to connect with people and making that ability to show that you care. And in this day and age, we tried the hard-nosed old school coach. You know, Alvin Gentry was 60 plus, Stan Van Gundy was 60 plus. Both those guys are a little bit, I suppose, from a different era. I know Stan Van Gundy is pretty abrasive as a bloke from all reports. And so the young guys didn't get along with him. This, instead, is a guy that's played in the league, that's been around the guys, that's mates with a lot of the players that are still going today. You know, he's 39 years old. I think he just had his 40th birthday, actually, so he might be 40. Makes sense. And he is excited to be. He played a year. I think it was the 10-11 season. And as Christian Clark talked about on our last episode, you know, this is a guy that brings a bit of energy, brings a bit of youth, brings a bit of new school mentality. You need to be able to tell people hard truths without offending them. You can't just have a go at players anymore. People don't react that way. They're a bit more emotionally charged and a bit more, they like being mollycoddled, I guess, you know. That's probably word of the day. And I think Willie Green has that ability to connect with people. Trajan Langdon spoke about in his little spiel before introducing Willie Green that the word that kept coming back to him every time he spoke to a different GM or player or assistant coach around the league was presence. Willie Green has a presence. And you could feel it. As soon as he hopped up at the podium, I mean, he's a pretty tall guy. He got up there and started talking. People listened. And, you know, he was direct in his answers. He had good eye contact. And while you can't assess a coach on that, but you can assess a bit of a guy's character. And he seemed to be locked in. He seemed to be genuinely excited, but also pretty humble. And I think that really bodes well for a team that has these young guys that are going to want to develop and expand their game and their knowledge. And if you've got someone that's approachable and that there isn't this generational gap as far as there is to Stan Van Gundy and Alvin Gentry, I think it's going to be a really, really good match. And, you know, could be famous last words. I don't know. It could be absolutely terrible. But you get a good feeling. You really do. And, you know, I'm happy. I think everyone else should be happy. And let's give this guy a chance. You know, you don't get so many people recommending you if you're no good, if you're a shit bloke, if you have no credentials, if you have no idea. People don't do that. They're not going to put their necks out for someone else. So it bodes well that this is a guy that people want, that people recommend, and I think we're really lucky to get him. And we can see him develop as a coach. You know, he's learned from some really good ones. He's had plenty of different coaches throughout the journey, as well as worked with, you know, guys like Steve Kerr and Monty Williams. Good organizations in Golden State built. They've watched a team develop into a championship contender. They know what it takes to win, know what great players look like. You know, he's coached guys like even Devin Booker or Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. These guys are all stars. This is what we want our guys to become. And, you know, Willie Green spoke about a whole range of things. You got asked questions. And one of them was what you see from Zion. And, you know, he said, this is a great basketball player. This is a guy that can do everything on the court. It's just about harnessing him. You know, he said speed, quickness, agility. There was three objectives all of the same word at once. And, you know, for a guy that seemed excited to coach Zion Williamson, that's what we want. We want someone up and about who's going to say, well, let's harness this absolute generational talent that we have. Use Brandon Ingram. You know, Brandon Ingram and Trajan Langdon went over to Phoenix to watch one of the games to go and meet this guy, from all reports. They spent a bit of time in Phoenix. There was a lot of reports of this preseason getaway with a few of the Pels guys in Phoenix. You know, that's the time to go and catch up with Willie Green. He says he's already connecting with them all. And this is a guy that looks like he wants to connect. I think this is more than just a coach-player relationship. It's a coach-slash-mentor player relationship. You know, this guy looks like he wants to grow people. He wants to turn them into good young men. That's what he said in his press conference. He says, I don't just want to develop good basketball players. I want to develop good men, and because that's what he'd had from coaches. And if you've got guys like that, that are in your corner, that can tell you when you need to pick it up, but also when you're doing well, I think that's what makes you fly. I think that's what makes you improve. He said he sees similarities between Phoenix and here. So did David Griffin. You know, that's exciting for me because the Phoenix Suns weren't in the finals last year. All of a sudden, or weren't even in the playoffs, pardon me, ended up in a finals run in the first go. Well, I think we've got some players that are just as good as the ones on that Suns roster. You put some good veterans around there. I think, you know, Zion, Brandon Ingram, Nikhil, if he gets another year in and takes that next step, which we hope he does. Jackson Hayes, another year. You know, Jonas is in there now. Even guys like Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart, you know, if we hold on to them, these guys grow together. It's all in it. You know, it's all in. And the West is wide open. These old teams are getting older. Our guys are only getting, moving towards their prime. They're only young guys. We've got a young side. We've got a bit of cap space. We can bring in the right veterans. I don't know. The sky's the limit this year, guys. I might be getting ahead of myself, but I am excited. I am excited. So, overall, we cleared a bit of cap space, which we didn't think we were going to have this year. We moved only a little bit back in the draft, and if we want to hold on to that, well, we can. Otherwise, we can flog that off, get another one. We make a play at free agents. We've got a brand new coach who looks like he's going to be good. We've got a big center that can shoot. I don't know what Pel's Twitter's going to whinge about. I really don't. But anyway, I'm going to put a pin in it. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. This is Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation at Pelican Scoop, at Hoopball Bells is a show, pardon me. Look after yourselves. Enjoy the draft coming up on Friday. There'll be a draft show for everyone. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.